Hi, I completed my one Tesla kit assembly and I'm excited to try it together. Let's dim the lights.
You should always keep a proper distance from Tesla coil. Let's play Pink Panther.
My f***ing brain cells!
According to their manual, it is better to stand like 10 feet away. Who knew? Let's run a single tone with a lamp on.
This is loud.
See, like I said in my previous video, the output power is interrupted at a certain frequency which I can tune using this interrupter. It's like punching air at audio frequency which makes this sound. Playing music might be better. Why does it feel different? It feels like an actual painful electrical shock, unlike my old Tesla coil. If you remember my old one, when I touched it directly, it would just burn my skin. Or if I touch it with a metal rod, I wouldn't feel anything. This is different. I like to measure the output waveform of the Tesla coil. And for that, I created a single loop on my probe that will pick up the electromagnetic energy radiated into air by the Tesla coil. And the oscilloscope will show it. Also, I have a ground rod here that the arc will jump to, and hopefully not to my scope. Let's try it. So what we captured is that at 1 kHz setting we have a pulse every 1 millisecond, and the pulse duration at maximum setting is around 40 microseconds, and the resonance frequency is around 300 kHz. So that's why this arc hurts like shit. See, in my old Tesla coil I had a continuous stream of 1 MHz signal which would not penetrate inside the body due to conductor skin effect. Look it up. The skin effect is when the flow of electrons is pushed to the outer skin of the conductor due to the electromagnetic fields generated by AC current. The higher the frequency, the thinner that outer skin becomes. This thing pulses energy at frequencies lower than 1 kHz, which means it has strong low frequency harmonics that will penetrate deep inside the body and is definitely harmful. So never try to touch this at home. I'll give away 4 of these at the end of the video so you can exercise not touching it at home. Let's try touching it one more time for science. Using this rod at lower frequency, I can still feel it tingling my muscles and nerves, but it's much less painful because the electricity is distributed over a much larger surface. Let's see if it can turn on a lighter. I need a Faraday cage. Well, the Faraday cage is a metal cage that encloses the body completely. This is just a metal foil mostly open that I'll connect to ground so that the arcs jump to it rather than going through my body. Okay, here we are, my metal glove connected to ground.
There you go. Yeah! There you go.
Now I'm wondering if my spinning wheelie thingy will work on that, so I bent this wire in shape and I'll place it on Tesla coil. Okay, let's balance it on. Of course, I expect it to turn much slower than mine, because in my Tesla coil I had a continuous power output, but this is a much lower duty cycle arc. Let's try it. Let's instead play some music. Okay, let's get back to the circuit and try to understand how it works. First, the Tesla coil itself, which is the heart of...
well, Tesla coil. It's just a transformer made of a primary with a few turns of winding and a secondary with 1500 turns in case of this one Tesla kit. The secondary of the Tesla coil is just an inductor connected to a capacitor and they resonate. That's all. There is no magic. It doesn't pick up any strange energies out of nowhere. Tesla never tapped into free energy using his coil. There are millions of engineers every day that use inductors and capacitors in all sort of shape and form, and none of them ever pick up a free energy out of nowhere. Ever. And that's final. Now that that's out of my system, let me show you how it works. Like I said, the secondary is an inductor that is placed in parallel with a capacitor. And that capacitor is made by this toroid or top load to the environment. And the bigger the top load, the bigger the capacitance. An inductor and capacitor connected together will oscillate if they are charged. It's like connecting a weight to a spring. If you pull the weight down, you will charge the spring. If you let go, the spring will pull up the weight, loses its own energy.